Hello, this is Eddie.
Hello, my name is Adelia Barato. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I am not selling anything. I will not ask for a donation. May I speak with Edward Bustamante?
Yeah, this is him.
All right, sir. Would you like to stay in English?
Yes.
First of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
On March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Would you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
Certain to vote.
In presidential primary elections, some people vote for president in state offices, but skip voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Would you probably vote? Or
certain.
Would you share your date of birth?
Thank you.
Sir. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes, I am.
Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
It's fine, right direction.
Now, I am going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Well, which one of these the most thing deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor? Water policy, housing affordability, inflation and cost of living, public infrastructures like roads and bridges, parental rights in education, homelessness, public safety crime, jobs and wages, other, none, or you don't know?
Since they can't influence inflation, I would probably, and they really can't influence a lot of things, I would just get down to public safety.
Okay, public. All right. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, some unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat favorable? Okay. Joe Biden, first one.
Unfavorable.
Paul Dictos?
Uncertain.
Gavin Newsom?
Unfavorable.
Steve Brando?
Uncertain.
Gary Brutherfield?
Medium, what's that?
Somewhat
favorable.
Somewhat favorable?
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Unfavorable.
All right. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Steve Brandall, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dickthall, CPA and County Assessor, Recorder Gary Rutherfield, Businessman and City Council Member, Bruce Herrera, and Diam Bourdais, on board, for whom would you vote? Steve Brandall, County Supervisor and Businessman, Paul Dickthall, CPA and County Assessor?
The businessman.
The businessman?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. All right. How certain are you that you will vote for Gary Brotherfield, businessman, council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain
somewhat.
At all?
Somewhat.
How would you rate the job being done by Gary Brotherfield as a Fresno City Council member? Excellent, good,
somewhat
just fair.
Somewhat favorable.
All right. How would you rate the job being done by Steve Brandall as County Supervisor? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thinking again about the March primary, I am going to read to you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor for each. Please tell me if you will be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. All right. A candidate who voted to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Are you more likely, somewhat, much less likely?
It's kind of irrelevant, so.
Somewhat?
Yeah, somewhat.
A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat.
A candidate who is 80 years old.
Unlikely.
A candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA.
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who is a Democrat.
Somewhat.
A candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Somewhat likely.
A candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business-friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
Highly likely.
A candidate who will lead the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library.
Somewhat likely.
Next, I am going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor. After each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance, would you vote for the candidate?
Okay.
Steve Brandall currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandall has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandall is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. He will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for? Steve Brundle for county supervisor?
A good chance.
Okay. Paul Dickhaus currently serves as a Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dickhaus will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Paul Dickhaus for county supervisor?
No chance.
All right. Gary Brutherfield currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Brutherfield will fight for honesty and transparency in government. He will ensure our rights and concerns are listed to and respected. After hearing that information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you will vote for Gary Brutherfield as the county supervisor?
A small fair chance.
All right. After hearing more information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Steve Brundle, County Supervisor, and businessman Paul Dickhaus, CPA, and County Assessor Recorder Gary Brutherfield, businessman, and City Council member Brice Herrera, Dion Bordes, for whom would you vote? Steve Brundle, County Supervisor?
Yeah, Steve Brundle.
All right. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Independent.
All right. Do you think of yourself as a closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
Independent, so just common sense independent.
Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College educated.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Rent.
All right, sir. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it. Do you have a good rest of the night?
Sure. Thank you. All right.
All right.